अरे अरे जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जय राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी, राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी। जय गिरिराज महाराज, जय गिरिराज महाराज, गिरिराज महाराज, जय गिरिराज महाराज। जय गौरानिताय, जय गौरानिताय, गौरानिताय, जय गौरानिताय। जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद, जय जय प्रभुपाद। जय जय गुरुदेव गुरुदेव गुरुदेव, जय जय गुरुदेव। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अश्रोत्र सदश्री में शिवांग्री से श्री भक्तिवेदान स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की अनंत कोटि वैष्णवंद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 25 ग्लोरीज ऑफ लॉर्ड अनंता टेक्स्ट 4 एंड टेक्स्ट 5। इट्स इन प्रोस सो आई विल जस्ट रीड। यस्यांग्रि कमल युगलारुण विषाद नखमणि संद मंडलेषु अपिपतय सहसात्वतर ऋषिभिर् एकांत भक्ति योगे ना वनमनंत स्ववदनानि परिस्फुरत कुंडल प्रभा मंडित गंधस्थलानि अति मनोहरानि प्रमुदित मनस खलु विलोकयन्ति। सो वर्ड टू वर्ड meaning yasya of whom angri kamala of lotus feet yugala of the pair aruna vishada brilliant pink nakha of the nails manishanda like gems mandaleshu on the round surfaces अहिपतय द लीडर्स ऑफ द स्नेक्स सह विथ सात्वत ऋषिभ द बेस्ट डिवोटीज एकांत भक्ति योगेन विथ अनलॉयड डिवोशनल सर्विस अवनमंत ऑफरिंग ओबेसेंसेस स्ववदनानि देयर ओन फेसेस परिस्फुरट glittering, kundala of the earrings, prabha by the effulgence, mandita decorated, gandasthalani whose cheeks, ati manoharani very beautiful, pramudita manasaha their minds refreshed, khalu indeed, vilokayanti they see. Translation purport, translation by Sri Vaishnava Gurudev C.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The pink transparent toenails of on the Lord's lotus feet are exactly like valuable gems polished to a mirror finish. When the unalloyed devotees and the leaders of the snakes offer their obeisances to Lord Shankarshan with great devotion, they become very joyful upon seeing their own beautiful faces reflected in his toenails. Their cheeks are decorated with glittering earrings, and the beauty of their faces is extremely pleasing to see. Since there is no purport, we will just see the translation and purport of text 5. Text 5. Lord Ananta's arms are attractively long, beautifully decorated with bangles and completely spiritual. They are white and so they appear like silver columns. When the beautiful princess of the serpent kings, hoping for the Lord's auspicious blessing, smear his arms with aguru pulp, sandalwood pulp and kumkuma, the touch of his limbs awakens lusty desires within them. Understanding their minds, the Lord looks at the princesses with a merciful smile, and they become bashful, realizing that he knows their desires. Then they smile beautifully and look upon the Lord's lotus face, which is beautified by reddish eyes rolling slightly from intoxication and delighted by love for his devotees. Purport. When males and females touch each other's body, their lusty desires naturally awaken. It appears from this verse that there are similar sensations in spiritual bodies. Both Lord Ananta and the woman giving him pleasure had spiritual bodies. Thus all sensations originally exist in the spiritual body. This is confirmed in the Vedanta Sutra, Janma Dasya Yataha. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has commented in this connection that the word Adi means Adiras, the original lusty feeling, which is born from the Supreme. However, spiritual lust and material lust are as completely different as gold and iron. Only one who is very highly elevated in spiritual realization can understand the lusty feelings exchanged between Radha and Krishna, or between Krishna and the damsels of Raja. Therefore, unless one is very experienced and advanced in spiritual realization, he is forbidden to discuss the lusty feelings of Krishna and the gopis. However, if one is a sincere and pure devotee, the material lust in his heart is completely vanquished as he discusses the lusty feelings between gopis and Krishna, and he makes quick progress in spiritual life. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So today's verse is actually discussing about Lord Ananta's beautiful body, his attractive toenails and his attractive features, which is actually agitating the minds of the serpent queens, princesses. So I was just thinking about what can be discussed, but then I thought there are various, generally in this material world, we see people are suffering. There are many sufferings, but the scriptures have described that there are two things which describe the sufferings of this material world. One is contamination and fire. Contamination happens, you know, there are external contaminations and internal contaminations because of which we are suffering. External contaminations are due to elements of this material world like earth, water, fire, air, ether. These are all disturbing elements because of which we are suffering. And there are internal contaminations like anarthas, lust, anger, greed, pride, false ego. So these are the contaminations, and based on the various degrees of these contaminations due to external and internal contaminations, we suffer. And also, the suffering is also due to, is also described as fire. Samsara dava nalalida loka. So it's a fire. There's the suffering, this material was like a fire. So, and the sufferings are like, you know, the different, this fire is actually describes as the three kleshas that we see: adhyatmika, adi bhautika, and adi daivika klesha. So how to get out of these sufferings of this material world, these contaminations, this blazing fire of material existence, how to come out of this? So many saints, many scriptures, and also Krishna describes that by taking shelter of Krishna, we can overcome these contaminations and the fire of this material world. And what? How to take shelter of Krishna? How we can take shelter? So one, it is mentioned that we can take shelter of Krishna's words, like Arjuna did. He heard Bhagavad Gita, and he was protected from the contaminations and the fires of this material world. And we can take shelter of holy name of Krishna. Holy name of Krishna, like Haridas Thakur did, like many great devotees who are doing, taking shelter of Lord's holy names. And there is another thing, is that we can take shelter of Lord's beautiful form. So here, why Srimad Bhagavatam is describing about beautiful forms of the Lord? It's creating a platform where we can take shelter of the beautiful forms of the Lord. And taking shelter of beautiful forms of the Lord, there are different forms. There are many forms of the Lord, and it's all manifested based on the desire of the devotees. Taddat vapu pranayase sadanugrahaya. Lord takes different forms based on the desire of a devotees. If someone is attracted to Lord Narasimhadev, the Lord takes the form of Lord Narasimhadev. If someone is attracted to Vamanadev, the Lord comes in the form of Mahavan Avatar. So like that, different forms, different Lord exhibits different forms based on the desires of a devotee. And so devotees who are attracted to this beautiful form of the Lord, they are never satiated by witnessing this beautiful form. It is mentioned in the first canto, 11th chapter, when Lord enters Dwarka, it is mentioned that Nityam nirikshamana nam yadyapi dwaraka ukasham navritapyanti hidrishaha shriyodhamanga machutam. So when Lord entered Dwarka, so everyone was attracted to beautiful form. So just they are saying that Nityam, they are always witnessing this beautiful form of the Lord. They are so fortunate, they are always able to witness the Dwarkadish, Lord Krishna in the form of Dwarkadish. The Dwarka people were so fortunate. And the nature of this material world is, if we are observing something, you know, constantly, regularly, then we become tired. We become bored. Even in case of taking the beautiful form of Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Bihari, Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan Dev, we are staying here in this Vrindavan Dham, mini Vrindavan. But the problem is, our heart is not so pure. It's so much contaminated with the external and internal contaminations, and the fire of this material existence is making us even see this beautiful transcendental form of the Supreme Lord as a ordinary idol or a statue. We don't see the transcendental beautiful form of the Lord when we go in front of them. That's because we are not seeing the Lord in this divine form, the transcendental form. That's the problem, that's our problem. But Dwarkavasis, what their experience is, na vrityam pyanti hi drishaha shriyo dhamanga machyutam. They are not tired, they are not satiated by seeing this beautiful form of the Lord day in and day out, every day morning, every day night. So they are just seeing every day and they are not satiated. Why? Shriyo dhamangam is the abode of beauty. Is the abode of beauty. All the beauty of this material world, all the beauty of the spiritual world, everything resides in the beautiful form of the Lord. That's why they are they are never satiated. So that's the beautiful form of the Lord. And it's our misfortune that we are not able to experience that beauty. So what I was thinking, since in this chapter, in the first slok, fourth slok, it was mentioned the beautiful toenails of the Lord. So we can see how by just meditating the toenails of the Supreme Lord, we get so much benefits. Our ignorance is destroyed, our suffering is destroyed, we get liberated, we transcend this material nature, we get thrills in this material world, we get bliss. So many things we can experience. So we are going to just discuss today that out of the different limbs of the Lord, every limb is beautiful and every limb can do different activities of the Supreme Lord. Angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti pashyanti panti kalayanti charam jaganti. So this beautiful, every limb can do every activities of the Lord and every limb is so beautiful. But today we will try to discuss just one limb of the Lord, and that too a part of the limb of the Lord, that is toenail of the Supreme Lord. How by just meditating on the toenail of the Supreme Lord, we get all different benefits. So it is mentioned that Lord, you know, performs different activities with his various limbs to reveal the glories of each and every limbs of the Lord. So when we speak of our nails, the nails of our body, so what is this nail is all about? It's a dead matter actually. Hair is a dead matter, nail is another dead matter. But this is the cause of beauty of a person. People, you know, they take care of their hair, they take care of their nails, they beautify their nails so that they can look beautiful. They can externally make things beautiful, but is it that the nails or the hair can do something for them, benefit for them? Nothing. They can't do any activities with their hairs, or they can't do any activities with their nails. It's just a dead matter. If it grows beyond certain limit, we just cut it and throw it. That's the quality of our nails, which is attached to our body. But what's the quality of Lord's nail? So, Lord's nail, he can the Lord with his toenails or with his fingernails, he can perform many beautiful activities. And it is described very vividly in Srimad Bhagavatam, in many scriptures, that what benefits that we can derive from this. So in one of the work of Srila Rupa Goswami, that is Hamsaduta, one of the book, he mentions that Srimati Radharani, out of her humility, she is saying that the toenails of Supreme Lord is so glorious, but I am not so qualified to describe the toenails. She says, Lord Brahma, who is with his four heads, has actually read Vedas many times, and grabs the knowledge of Veda many times. He's so intelligent, but he cannot describe the insignificant finger of Lord which has got this toenail, which has got these nails. So he cannot describe the nail of the insignificant figure of the Lord. So what to speak of describe the beauty of the Supreme Lord? That's, and she is saying, what to speak of myself? I am a woman with fickle intelligence, but I am still trying to glorify the Supreme Lord. So that's what Srimati Radharani is saying. So this is how the, you know, the glory of Supreme Lord is even insignificant part of his body is all about. So we can see that what is the glory of the Supreme Lord's toenails? When Lord Vamanadev took this form of Urukrama, he raised his feet above this universe, and when his toenails pierced the universe, then the water, the Karna water, the causal ocean's water, is it just washed the lotus feet of the Lord and came down to this material planet as Mother Ganga. In our case, if we see, it is mentioned that in the scripture, it is mentioned that when the nails touch the water, then the water becomes contaminated. We can't use that water. We can't use that water for Abhishek of the deities. You know, when we are doing Saligram worship, or when we are doing any Giriraj worship. So it is mentioned that we should not touch, even when we are purifying the water, we should touch with the fingertip, not the nail should not touch the water. If the nail touches the water, we should throw the water. That's what is mentioned. So purity of water is maintained when we don't touch. And even when we are worshipping the Shaligram Shila, the nail should not touch the Shaligram Shila when we are worshipping Shaligram Shila. We can handle with both the hands, but it should not, the nail should not touch the Shaligram Shila, because it is considered a dead matter. So dead matter can't touch the transcendental form of the Lord. So it is also mentioned, if we consume the water which is touched by the nails, our own nails, if we touch the water on a regular basis and drink that water on a regular basis, we lose the luster of our face. So how is it? Is it true? So it is mentioned that when in Vishnu Purana, it is mentioned that when Krishna left for the spiritual planet, for his Golok Dham, then Arjuna, Krishna instructed Arjuna that you take all my wealth, you take my queens and go to Hastinapur. So Arjuna was leaving. On his way, what happened? Some thieves attacked Arjuna and defeated him. So Arjuna was morose. He lost luster on his face. And when he was coming back to Hastinapur, Vyasdev asked him many questions. Just as in Srimad Bhagavatam, we see Yudhishthira Maharaj ask Arjuna, why are you so unhappy? Did you do something which is out of the scriptures? Were you defeated by someone very insignificant? Or did you not respect someone who were more superior to you? Did you not protect a woman? Like that, so many questions Yudhishthira Maharaj asks in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Similarly, Vyasadeva was asking, I see that you have lost luster on your face. Did you do something which is against the scriptural injunctions? Like for example, he asks, did you drink water which is touched by the nails of a finger? So that means, if the water which is touched by the nails, if we drink that water on a constant regular basis, we lose the luster of our face. And that's how our nails are. We don't, our nails are so insignificant, so dirty and contaminated that it's not going to do anything good for us. What to speak of others? So that's how it is mentioned in the scriptures. But in case of Lord, when Lord touches the upper portion of the universe and cracks open the upper portion of the universe and the water flows down touching his toenails, it is purified. It is the most purified water. And in the fifth canto itself, it's mentioned that Sukadeva Goswami, when he is explaining Vaman Deva's pastime, he says that, my dear king, Lord Vishnu, the enjoyer of all sacrifice, appeared as Vaman Deva in the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj. Then he extended his left foot to the end of the universe and pierced a hole in its covering with a nail of his big toe. Through the hole, the pure water of causal ocean entered this universe as the Ganges River. Having washed the lotus feet of Lord, which are covered with reddish powder, the water of the Ganges acquired a very beautiful pink color. Every living being can immediately purify his mind of material contamination by touching the transcendental water of Ganges. Yet its water remains ever pure. So that's the glories of Lord's lotus toenails. It touches the water and it purifies and it continues to remain pure. It's not that if somebody goes and touches the water, and then when we go and bathe in the Ganges River, we immerse ourselves completely into the Ganges River. That means what? Our hair, our nails, everything touches the Ganges River. So it should get contaminated. But still, we use that same water to do Abhishek of the Lord. Why? Because Ganges is so pure. Ganges is so pure that it is not contaminated at any point of time, because it has touched the lotus toenails of the Supreme Lord. Now, it is also mentioned that, you know, some years ago, you know, people used to throw the dead bodies in the Ganges water. And people also used to, some atheistic people used to also pass stool and urine in Ganges water, not knowing the glories of Ganges. But still, is it that people don't go and take bath in the Ganges? No. Ganga is flowing continuously since time immemorial. And water is so pure that every second the water that touches our body, it just rejuvenates our body. It's so pure. So that's why Ganga is pure water. And in Vishnu Purana, it is mentioned that the Ganges water purifies anyone who takes bath in her, who drinks the water, who touches it, who glorifies its water, who hears about her glories, and even one who makes fun of it. That's the glory of Ganga. Even people who live miles away from it, if they just chant the name Ganga, Ganga, it destroys the sins committed in three lifetimes. The Ganges purifies all the three worlds because it has emanated from the toenail of Lord Vishnu. That's the glory of Lord Vishnu's toenail. So Prabhupada writes that even, you know, great personalities like Shankaracharya and other great sages have glorified. Even if we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born on the banks of Mother Ganges and performed many pastimes to compensate the Krishna Leela, when Krishna performed many pastimes on the banks of Yamuna. So Mother Ganges was thinking, when will I get the association? So he took birth on the bank of Ganges and he performed many pastime. In one such pastime, he asked Kesho Kashmiri to glorify Mother Ganga. And immediately, he composed 100 verses in glorification of Mother Ganga. So indirectly, through this personality also, Mother Ganga was glorified. So like that, we see many glorification of Mother Ganga. And Mother Ganga, this is one aspect that how Ganges, the holy water Ganges is purified because of touch of toenails. Not just that, great personalities in this universe are also, you know, glorified because of touch of Mother Ganga. Like for example, Lord Shiva, when Mother Ganga was descending into this material world, her force was so strong that nobody could hold her. It would just wash away this entire universe. But then Bhagirath performed austerities, penances to please Lord Shiva and asked him to hold Mother Ganges on his head. And Shiva being pleased, he held Mother Ganges on his head, and because of which he got the name Gangadhara. So even it is not that, what is the meaning of Lord Shiva? One who is auspicious. But Lord Shiva became even more auspicious when he held Mother Ganga on his head. which has emanated from the toenails of Lord Vishnu. So that's the glory of, you know, Lord's toenails. So it is, it is mentioned that yat shausha nishrita sarit pravarodakena tirtena murni adhikritena shiva shivobhut dyutir mano shamala shaila nishishta vajram dhyaye chiram bhagavati charanaravindam. So it is mentioned that the lotus feet of the Lord was washed by this water, and it is called as Ganga. And when Shiva held it on his head, he became even more auspicious. And this Ganges water has so much of power, it can, one who meditates on this toenails of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Dyutir Mana Shamala Shaila Nishishta Vajram, just as Vajra can destroy the mountain into powder. Similarly, by taking bath in this Ganges, which has emanated from the toenails of the Supreme Lord, one's mountain of sins can be destroyed to ashes. So that's the glory of the Supreme Lord. And then, it is mentioned that the third aspect of the Supreme Lord's toenails is, this toenails can destroy the ignorance. We are all in this material world, which is called darkness of ignorance, which is called Andhakupa. It's a dark well covered by the green grass on top of it. We are suffering in this material world because of ignorance. So Krishna, Kapil Dev says, how we have to meditate on the transcendental form of the Lord. Sanchintaye Bhagavatas Charanaravindam Vajjankushatvajasaro Ruhalanchanadyam Uttunga Rakta Vilasa Nakachakravala Josna Birahad Mahadand Hidayandakaram. So we have to meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord. Sanchintaye Bhagavatas Charanaravindam, and which is decorated with the thunderbolt, gourd, banner, and lotus. So when one meditates on the lotus feet of the Lord like this, it is like a moon which dispels the darkness of the night. When the moon, full moon glows, comes up, then what happens? The darkness is destroyed. So what is this darkness is all about, and how is it that Krishna destroys this? So it is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite tesam evanukampartam aham ajnana jamtamah nashayam atma bhavasto jnana deepena bhasvata. What is this light? That light is actually emanating from the toenails of the Supreme Lord, and it actually destroys the ignorance within our heart and gives us all the knowledge. So that's what So Prabhupada mentions that in this purport, that the luster of his toenails, which are brilliantly prominent, resembles the light of the moon. If a yogi looks upon the marks of the Lord's soul and on the blazing brilliance of his nails, then he can be freed from the darkness of ignorance in material existence. The liberation is not achieved by mental speculation, but by seeing the light emanating from the toenails of the Lord. So ignorance is destroyed by meditating on the toenails of the Lord. So these are the, when we study the scriptures, sometimes we miss out certain things. We have the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is standing in front of us every day. We are going taking a darshan of the Lord. So we are covered with the ignorance. But just by taking darshan of the toenails of the Lord, just meditating on the toenails of the Lord, we can destroy the ignorance within our heart. So that's the glory of this Supreme Lord's toenails. So what is this toenails is all about. So Prabhupada mentions that this Srimad Bhagavatam, how this ignorance is destroyed by meditating on the toenails of the Supreme Lord. So it is mentioned that Prabhupada says that when Puranorko Uditaha, Lord Krishna has descended, when Krishna Swadhamo Pakade Dharma Jnana Dibi Saha Kalau Nashtra Dishamesha Puranorko Uditaha, when Krishna left for the material, left this material world, went to his spiritual abode, so he descended in this material world in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavat Puran. And Srimad Bhagavatam is nothing but the transcendental form of the Supreme Lord, in which first two cantos are the two lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So when reads this two cantos of the Supreme, two cantos of the Srimad Bhagavatam, then all the ignorance, all the darkness is completely destroyed. So once one of the devotees of His Holiness Mahavishnu Swami Maharaj asked Maharaj, you are asking us to read Srimad Bhagavatam on a regular basis, like Srimad Bhagavatam. If we don't read Srimad Bhagavatam, you say that the four walls of the ashram will just eat us. So how is it that and when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, there are so much of doubt, so much of questions that come to our mind. How we can destroy these doubts and ignorance? So Maharaj says, not just you, even I have a lot of doubts and confusions and so much of questions that rise within me. But what we have to do? We have to constantly read first and second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which are the two lotus feet of the Lord. So just by reading these two cantos, all our questions, all our contradictions, all the questions will be answered. Because how is it? Because the two lotus feet has toenails or the fingernails, which emanate the brilliance, the light as brilliant as sun, which can destroy all the ignorance within the heart, all the doubts that rise within the heart. So this is how the ignorance is destroyed. And now we will see how by meditating on the toenail of the Lord, the suffering in this material world is destroyed. Okay, ignorance is destroyed. And we saw that great personalities become auspicious by meditating on the toenails of the Lord. We saw the ignorance is destroyed. And now we will see how the suffering in the heart of a devotee is destroyed. So, generally we see that when a soldier is captured by the enemy camp, they are tortured in the enemy camp, right? And the third degree of torture which is given to the person who is captured is they pierce a needle between the skin and the toenails, and sometimes they take out the toenails or what the nails in the finger. So this kind of a third degree torture is given to the enemies. But in this case, by meditating on the suffering that we that the suffering the person actually goes through is too much. He can't actually tolerate. But when we meditate on the Supreme Lord's toenails, all the suffering is destroyed. So it is mentioned in 11th canto, 2nd chapter, 54th sloka, it is mentioned. Bhagavata Uru Vikramangri Shaka Nakamani Chandrikaya Nirasta Tape Hridikatam Upasidatam Punasam Prabhavati Chandra Ivodite Arkatapam. So it is mentioned that Bhagavata Uru Vikramangri Shaka, when one meditates on the Lord's lotus feet, especially on the Lord's toenails, it is like a cooling moon which destroys all the suffering of this material world. In the heart, we are suffering because of so much of anarthas, so much of desires which arise within our heart. And we are suffering because we are not able to fulfill those desires. And even if we fulfill those desires, still there are more desires to be fulfilled. And we are not happy. We are suffering. And there is lust, anger, greed, pride, false ego, so much of anarthas. But when we meditate on the toenails of the Supreme Lord, this toenails is like a soothing moon rays which actually pacifies the mind. And which actually relieves the burning heart. So Prabhupada mentions that just as the scorching heat of the sun during the daytime, people are suffering, and when the night time comes, when the moon rises, the soothing moon rays actually gives coolness to the heart, coolness to the living entity. Similarly, when we are suffering in this material world because of our own desires and anarthas, when we meditate on the toenails of the Supreme Lord, this toenails emits such a soothing rays that it actually pacifies the heart. It actually destroys the suffering of the living entity in this material world. So that is why, so one person who was an atheist, he comes to the temple on a regular basis. Even though he's an atheist, he comes to temple and take darshan of the Supreme Lord. So once he was seeing devotees were distributing books, and they were asking devotees to and people to do japa. So he went to them. He said that I'm not a believer of the Lord. I'm an atheist. But I come to this temple because whenever I come and take the darshan of the Supreme Lord, my heart is pacified. So much confusion, so much restlessness there is within my heart. But as soon as I take darshan of the Lord, I am completely pacified. So even an atheist who is a non-believer of Lord, Krishna actually gives him that soothing peacefulness within his heart. Why? Because that's the nature of the Supreme Lord. So that's why, you know, one famous poet from Kerala, his name is Narayan Bhattadri. In his Narayaniyam, Narayaniyam is actually 1,034 slokas, which is a compressed version of Srimad Bhagavata Purana, which Lord Guruvayur himself dictated to Narayan Bhattadri, and he wrote it. So in the 100th Dashakam, which is almost the ending of Narayaniyam, he says that I meditate upon the auspicious row of your toes and upraised purple tinted crescent shaped nails. The moon like radiance emanating from it dispels the darkness of ignorance and suffering in the minds of your devotees. So he also says that just by meditating on the toenails of the Supreme Lord, the suffering, the heart suffering is completely destroyed. So like that, you know, the suffering of the, by meditating on the Lord's toenail, suffering in the heart of the devotee is also destroyed. Now we will see how by meditating on the toenails of the Lord helps one to transcend this material existence. So the pastime comes to the mind is Akrura. Akrura was asked by Kamsa to go and get Krishna. He was sending a lot of demons to kill Krishna in Vrindavan. But when all his attempts were completely baffled, he asked Akrura to go and call upon Krishna and Balarama to Mathura so that he can welcome them. So Akrura, when he got his opportunity, he was so happy. He thought that, oh, I am getting this wonderful opportunity to go and witness the beautiful form of the Lord. And especially it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam that Akrura was constantly meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord. To that much extent that when he entered the boundaries of Vrindavan, as soon as he saw the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, he immediately jumped from the chariot and rolled on the ground, rolled on the mud dust of Vrindavan. So how is it that Krishna's lotus feet is the imprints of Krishna's lotus feet is not disturbed? It's mentioned that Vrindavan, when Krishna and Balaram used to walk, nobody would step on the footprints of Krishna and Balaram. Even though Krishna and Balaram would go with 9 lakh cows, 9 lakh cows, and though Krishna's friends, they also get their cows for grazing. So many cows, calves, and Krishna's friends are walking, but nobody touches the footprints of, nobody, you know, puts their feet on the lotus feet of prints of Krishna and Balaram. And that's why when Akrura entered Vrindavan, he could see all the imprints of Krishna and Balaram and immediately jumped from his chariot and rolled on the ground. So the effect of meditating on the lotus feet, lotus toenails of Krishna is, the heart of Akrura was completely transformed. He says, today Kamsa has shown me extreme mercy by sending me to see the lotus feet of Lord Hari, who has now appeared in this world. Simply by effulgence of his toenails, many souls in the past have transcended the insurmountable darkness of material existence and achieved liberation. See, just by meditating on the Supreme Lord's toenails, one can cross this material ocean and attain liberation. And the effect of this meditation is, he is not seeing Kamsa as a demon. Kamsa is a demon. He has been sending demons to kill Krishna and Balaram every now and then. But today, when Kamsa called upon Akrura and said, you go to Vrindavan and bring Krishna and Balaram, he is seeing Kamsa as a Ati Anugrahanam. He says, so much merciful. Kamsa is not a demon. He is a saintly person. He has asked me to go and take darshan of the Supreme Lord. That kind of mentality Akrura got. He knows that Kamsa is a demon. He knows that Kamsa has called upon Krishna and Balaram to kill them. But still he is feeling, oh, Kamsa is so merciful. Kamsa is such a nice devotee that is asking me to go and get Krishna and Balaram. That kind of transformation Akrura could see within his heart. So that's the effect of Lord's lotus feet. Ati Anugrahana. So, and not just that. See the meditation of Akrura. So when one person meditates on the Lord's lotus feet, he's actually thrilled. That's another effect of meditating on Lord's toenails. So, Akrura, when he went to Vrindavan, when he got the opportunity that, okay, I've been asked to go to Vrindavan. So whole night he couldn't sleep. He was just meditating, oh, I am going to go to Vrindavan and I am going to do such and such thing. He was meditating that when I will go and see Krishna and Balaram, I will offer my obeisances. Immediately when I offer obeisances, Krishna and Balaram will lift me, they will embrace me, they will take me to their home, they will ask me to sit in a cot, they will massage my feet, they will give me different foodstuff. Like this, started meditating. Even before he started, you know, boarding the chariot and started heading towards Vrindavan, he had all these thrills which was entering within his mind, which was happening with his mind. So just by meditating on the toenails of the Supreme Lord, you know, just when certain important events are going to happen, we are thrilled, right? We start meditating on what's going to happen, what's next. No, 26th January or 1st January is going to come up. Kitchen team is all thrilled. How we are going to welcome so many guests, 10,000, 14,000 devotees are going to come. How we are going to welcome them? How we are going to take care of them? How we are going to feed them? So that's the thrill of the expectation that's going to happen. So similarly, Akrura was thrilled just by meditating on the lotus toenails of the Lord. And then, not just thrill, there is also a bliss. By meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead's lotus toenails, there is also bliss that one can experience. So Narada Muni, he says that in fourth canto, he says that seeing the toenails of Krishna, which were touched by the tip of crown of Lord Brahma, after he stole the cowherd boys, Narada lost control of himself in great bliss and began to lament greatly for his fellow sages who had attained impersonal liberation. He was lamenting for his fellow sages. Oh, they are focusing on the impersonal Brahma Jyoti and getting impersonal liberation. What is the use of this? See, Brahma, who is the topmost being in this universe, he is touching Lord's lotus feet with his crown. And just by remembering this, he is in bliss. Narada Muni is in bliss. So like that, you know, by meditating on the Lord's toenails, we get thrilled, we also get bliss. And meditating on the Lord's lotus toenails also is a goal of all knowledge. All knowledge resides in the Lord's toenails. There is nothing that we will know if we just immerse ourselves in the lotus toenails of the Lord. So Srila Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion, he says that Uddhava is glorifying Lord's toenails. So he mentions, though my eyes are praised because of seeing so many scriptures. Uddhava is most scholarly person. Who is his guru? Brihaspati. So from Brihaspati has learned, who is the guru of all the devatas, he has learned all the knowledge. So he knows the scriptures in and out. But what he is saying? They are unfortunate. My eyes are unfortunate. Even though I have learned many scriptures, I have read many scriptures, but my eyes are unfortunate. Why? Because they do not see the wealth of sweetness in the form of effulgence emanating from the toenails of your lotus feet. So I do not see any value in my eyes. See, so he is saying that Lord's toenails, if one can see that the effulgence that is emanating from the toenails of the Supreme Lord, that is much more glorious than reading the scriptures and acquiring the knowledge from the scriptures. Because that toenails has all the knowledge. So here we see that Uddhava is lamenting out of his humility again. It's not that he does not have any knowledge. He has devotion. He can see the light effulgence emanating from the lotus toenails of the Lord. But still, in his humility, he is saying that I am not able to see all this knowledge. So that's why in Rig Veda it is mentioned that Om Tat Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Surayah Diva Chakshu Adatam Tat Viprasu Vipanyavo Jagravamsa Samindate Vishnu Yat Paramam Padam. So Vishnu Paramam Padam, he is the ultimate destiny, ultimate goal of all those who are seekers. Whether we want to acquire knowledge, whether we want to attain the transcendental abode of the Supreme Lord, so we need to meditate on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, especially on the toenails, which is like a moon, soothing moon rays, which will not just drive away the darkness of ignorance, which will also dispel the suffering within the heart of a devotee, and will also give all the knowledge that is required to attain the Supreme Lord. So that's the meditation that we can do, that, you know, we can try to meditate on the toenails of the Supreme Lord when we are going and taking darshan of the Supreme Lord. It is mentioned that just by meditating on the toenails of the Supreme Lord, we get the benefit of the darshan of the entire features of the Lord, the complete feature of the Lord. We don't have to see, we have to progress from lotus feet, then to the knee, the thighs, the navel, chest, neck, face, eyes, like that we have to progress and see the beautiful form of the Lord. But great sages and pure devotees of the Lord are just satisfied by meditating on the toenails of the Lord. They don't need to, that's called samadhi. What is the Ashtanga Yogi do? Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi. Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi. What is Dharana? Dharana is actually meditating on the complete feature of the Lord. Dhyana means what? Meditating on the single limb, each and every limb of the Lord. Then that meditation, their focus is not so much that they have to go to next limb. One limb after another. Okay, now toenail. Okay, that's fine. Now next. That's what, because they are not get that, they are not experiencing that bliss by just meditating on the one limb of the Lord. That's why that is called dharana. But then samadhi is that where one is just satisfied by meditating on one limb of the Lord. They meditate on the toenail of the Lord and they are completely satisfied. That's it. This is my meditation. Toenail of the Supreme Lord. I am happy. Everything is attained by meditating on the toenail of the Supreme Lord. That's samadhi. So that samadhi is the... Is something that pure devotees of the Lord aspire for. So we can learn from today's sloka that how by just meditating on the toenails of the Supreme Lord, even a great personalities who are already great, they become even greater. Water from the causal ocean has become purified, and it purifies even if there is contamination. Contamination done by external living entities. And then the meditating on the toenails of the Supreme Lord drives away the ignorance, dispels the suffering of the living entities, and it provides thrill and bliss to the devotee's heart. And not just that, it is also the abode of all knowledge. So by this I just conclude today's session. हरे कृष्णा श्रीमद् भागवत पुराण की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णवंद की जय इफ एनीबडी हैज एनी क्वेश्चंस यू कैन कमेंट और क्वेश्चंस और कमेंट्स हरे कृष्णा ओके थैंक यू ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय